This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the most recent hearing held by the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee.
All right, we'll go ahead and call
When lawmakers were crafting the budget for the current fiscal year, some had expressed concern over potential funding issues. By the time the legislature had sent the appropriations measures to the governor for his consideration in early May, some lawmakers worried an extra session would need to be called to address any shortfalls. So far, no extra session has been requested. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says he wanted to discuss the budget picture sooner than later.
Building out next year's budget and the new administration and priorities that, you know, members not only of this committee have, but departments have. And I think, Adam, if I'm right, we've gotten the books from the departments on their requests for FY26 already. And I think somewhere, I will say that I think some of these numbers are based upon some one-time designations that our counterparts on the other side of the building were necessitating last year, maybe $2 plus billion worth of GR NDIs has something to do with some of those one-time designations, like I said, from last year.
Part of the panel's November 7th hearing focused on a major undertaking provided for in the current fiscal year budget. Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City says the Missouri Department of Revenue is in the process of updating its computer system used in every aspect of what the department does.
Is there something that we could do? What can we do to make this faster? That's the first thing. And secondly, because it is a 50-year-old system, we do know that they don't teach it anywhere in the world, probably. I am concerned as the chairman with what our backup is, because if we don't know anything else about COBOL, we do know that it, even though it's not cloud-based, it does have a remarkable backup security. So where is our backup so that we don't have the problems that he is concerning? So two things, what can we do at this point to make this thing go faster? And two, where's the backup?
Some lawmakers say there are several scenarios if there is need to revisit the current fiscal year budget. These could include an extra session that could be called during the next regular legislative session. Both sessions would run concurrently. Another could be adding a second supplemental budget, which has been done the past two budget cycles. Yet another plan could be to add necessary funding in the regular supplemental budget, which is usually discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate in March or April. In the meantime, Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session. Pre-filed bills will start to receive their official numbers on December 2nd. The first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly will begin in January. With the new General Assembly comes some new faces in the Missouri Senate. The first step toward putting new members into place happened earlier this month when both senators and senators-elect met in the Capitol to decide new leadership for the next 2 years. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.